Hello, Lund loyalists. John Lund Unleashed YouTubers, those watching on X and Instagram and listening on Apple or Spotify, please make sure to subscribe, like, and turn on your alerts so you never miss a show. And for all things Unleashed, go to johnlundunleashed.com. Live shows, archives, the blog, social media links, and more. Now, brought to you by the RioPel Cosmetic Surgery and Laser Center, here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Make a note of this. It is 8 o'clock straight up. 8 o'clock straight up. I saw you all in the chat room. Lunch never on time. Especially on a Monday. I scratched my throat right there. Man, another busy weekend for episode 75. We will go through the chalkboard, which we do every single day if you're new around here. Lots of platforms, of course. We are on YouTube, and we'd love it if you would subscribe. Please subscribe. Keep those alerts on because we had a couple of emergency shows over the weekend. We did a regular Saturday show. We go Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. straight up like we were today. Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. 10 a.m. on Saturdays. Emergency show on Saturday because Debo goes to the Commandos and I think they think they're getting the wrong guy. So we'll go through that in a second. We will go through the chalkboard in a minute. We will do roll call out on the chat line in just a second, but happy Monday. It is tremendous to have you aboard. However you are watching, maybe it's on Instagram at John Lund Radio, X at John Lund Radio. Could be Twitch, could be YouTube, could be a Bay Area Sports Collective, which we have with Tommy Show, with Tolbert and Polly as well. We are coming together, the Bay Area Sports Collective. So if you're watching there as well or on Facebook, John Lund or John Lund Unleashed. So a lot of different ways you can do it. You can throw it all together and just go to johnlundunleashed.com. That is johnlundunleashed.com because we are going to be going out to johnlundunleashed.com a bit today because over the weekend, of course, I write the piece. Not only the fancy video that you can see right there, Emergency Show 49ers, so that was on Saturday night, but I described to you how it happened, why it happened, the finances of the Debo trade. Thanks, Nick Wagner. Ayuk trade rumors, which you see the number where it says dead cap. I'll give you a second here. See where it says dead cap? And see that second number down there that says $39,275,000? Yeah, that's the amount of money they would eat if they traded Brandon Ayuk. So this is all fun and games and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But $39,275,000, and they're trying to sign Brock, and they had to eat money because of Debo. Highly unlikely, but what now at wide receiver for the 49ers? I gave you free agents right there, free agent wide receivers, wide receivers who could get released or be acquired in a trade. Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Christian Kirk, Tyler Lockett, Adam Thielen, which I think is interesting, and the rookie class, which I described there as well. So if you go to johnlundunleashed.com, all your answers to all your Debo questions of why. And more so because it's been a couple of days. It's been almost 48 hours. The way that we process things is, okay, now what? Now what? Now what? Now what? And that's exactly right. Now what? Who could they get on the free agent market? I told you on Saturday in the emergency show. It's not a great group. Davante Adams, if you look at right there, free agent wide receivers, Davante Adams is going to be too expensive. Stephon Diggs, no thanks. Big pain in the ass. T. Higgins, they're not getting. Keenan Allen, old and slow. Amari Cooper, possibly. Chris Godwin, too expensive. Brandon Cooks is an intriguing name. Deontay Johnson's been on like 18 teams in a year. Mike Williams, yeah, if you like guys that are hurt. Robert Williams, if you like guys who are hurt. Marquise Brown doesn't fit the 49ers. Darius Slayton is interesting. DeMarcus Robinson's a backup. Aguilar's a backup. Chark, no thanks. Boyd, Matt Collins doesn't wear shoes. I think that's cool. Moore and Moore are pretty much the same player. Atwell, too skinny, and no on Juju Smith-Schuster. So, anyway, we'll go through all those things with more of a fine-tooth comb, but I just wanted to show you johnlundunleashed.com to check out the Debo piece that I've got right there, and it addresses Ayuk, and beyond just the whole Debo situation, which we did an emergency show on Saturday, so we talked it out, and I put a bunch of stuff out on Debo over the weekend, so you can check it out at johnlundunleashed.com, but there's a reading element to the video, so check it all out there, and we'll discuss it more today. But there's just a little bit of Debo. So before we go out and say hello and do roll call this morning on episode 75, I wanted to tell you that we have a new sponsor on the show, a new title sponsor, my friend Jeffrey Riopel. He's in San Ramon, Cosmetic Riopel Cosmetic Surgery and Laser Center. Now, what's cool about them is you're thinking yourself of like Botox and all the different things that you can do. But what they're doing for me right now is, well, first of all, there's two things that they're doing. First of all, the testosterone, which is absolutely great. And I used to do it with a couple of different companies, and it was very expensive. You had to go in every single week. You had to get a shot. It was kind of a pain, to be honest with you. Not literally, but it was a pain to do it. But in one fell swoop, you can take care of your testosterone needs for about 4 to 6 months, and it's just quick, probably takes 30 minutes. And right now, Dr. Riopel has a tremendous special on that, and I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying this, I need this stuff now. It makes me feel absolutely great for a lot of different ways. People talk about all the different pills and things you can do. Call Dr. Riopel, or more so, make an appointment. All you have to do right now on your phone, you see right there? You just use that QR code right there. Tell Dr. Riopel I sent you over to talk about testosterone to make you feel like yourself. I feel amazing with it. I know I suck down a bunch of coffee and drinks and all these kind of things every day, but I feel absolutely great. Had this done about 3 weeks ago, and I've been doing testosterone for years and years and years, but Dr. Riopel does it better than anybody else, and it's a great deal. I've never seen a price like he gives, and he is 100% trustworthy. So one of the things he's doing for me, and click on that QR code right now, it'll take you right to the website, and you can look into this yourself for the testosterone. So first of all, that is awesome. And then my wife is doing right now with Dr. Riopel what's called stem cell. Everybody knows something about stem cells. She's got a bad shoulder. Her elbow gives her problems as well. She's feeling amazing. In fact, we'll have her on to talk about it, but I'm not kidding you. I've had PRP before, which is where they spin the blood, but stem cell is something totally different. And I can't tell you that it's going to solve every issue because there's legalities, but I'm just telling you, my wife, who literally, if I showed you my outdoor fridge, our outdoor fridge has a bunch of like beverages and everything in the fridge part, but then the freezer part, it's all just these wraps and all these things that she uses for her shoulder and her elbow. And she doesn't have to use those kind of things anymore with Dr. Riopel and the stem cell. So he's got a great deal going on with stem cell. So check that out. And with me, it's the testosterone stuff that I'm using with Dr. Riopel. He is absolutely great. Riopel Cosmetic Surgery and Laser Center, fine sponsor of John Lund Unleashed. And right there, you can go directly to the website right there with Dr. Riopel. Please make sure that you check that out with stem cell and with the testosterone. Dr. Riopel is absolutely great, and he's right there in San Ramon. Good friends of the show, good friends of ours. So make sure that you take care of him, because he is amazing, and he is a fine sponsor of the program. All right, let's get to things. Episode 75, the new sponsor, Debo Traded. We shall discuss not 2021 Debo. I think Washington is confused. I think many people are confused. He's fifth-round pick Debo. We'll get into that. He's not Debo against the Rams in 2021 in the playoffs. He's not Debo from the Cowboys in the 2021 playoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I don't know if everybody realizes this. It's 2025. It's not 2021. It's 2025. We'll talk about that. What now? I just showed you a little bit, and we'll go through that with a finer tooth comb in a moment, because I'm all about solutions. Everybody's like, oh, Debo's gone. Debo's gone. Debo's gone. All right, well, let's offer up some solutions to see what the 49ers do here. I'll give you three reasons why Brandon Ayuk, and I cut off the G there, and I apologize. I'll give you three reasons why Brandon Ayuk is staying. Combine over the weekend, the positions that the 49ers need, well-stocked, I shall discuss. Steph Curry with probably the final dunk of his career. I mean, that's what he says, but I don't know. Once you're out there, maybe you will do another dunk, but maybe he hurt himself. Warriors lose at Philly. They have Charlotte tonight. The Giants weekend. Always my yearly warning, as I tell you, to not overreact to spring training. But then what do? We overreact to spring training. And if you're new around here, random things, which the text line and the comments line and the chat line can take me down any type of road, because as I'm about ready to do roll call to say good morning to everybody on this Monday, they'll be talking about something inevitably, and it'll take me down some road, and I try to do the best I can, because today I've got to be somewhere at 9:45. Like I said, I wear all the hats on this show, so we've got something going on at 9:45. So we got to leave the show maybe about 9:20. We normally try to do at least 2 hours, if not more, but we'll cut it a little short on a Monday, and then I'll come back and I'll make it up to you at some point. So that's what's going on for episode 75 today. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I do believe Jeff was first here. 6:46 a.m. is where Jeff came in here. You know what I need to do? At some point, I do need to shock the hell out of everybody, and because I am in here, I just don't take a look at things until maybe like 7:30. But it's good, great to see Jeff. I'm glad I didn't ruin his marriage when I was right there at his dinner table. I swear to God, I was. I am up at about 5:30, but yeah, I don't jump on things. Tacky is great to see you. Skills, what's up, Skills? Hurley Bird is here. Pine Needle. Let's see. You said I'd be there about 45. See, I was there way before. I was here in 24 minutes. You see right there, I deserve an apology. That was sent at 7:36 a.m. and it says he'll be here in 45 minutes. I was here in 24 minutes. 24 minutes is when I was there. How about that? That's right, everybody. Yes, Scott, please like and subscribe. I was just going to tell you that just in a minute, but there you go. The new place right there is called Bay Area Sports Collective. That's where you can also please follow. So not only John, I know I'm asking to do a lot, but John Lund Unleashed, make sure that you are with us on YouTube every single day. And so you subscribe there. You're in the chat room. You're hanging out. You're watching what everybody is talking about, which is a lot of fun. So please subscribe there. Like, so it can help the algorithm, all those kind of things. But also we're on Bay Area Sports Collective on YouTube. So if you would go there and subscribe to Bay Area Sports Collective. And the reason why you do that is because we're adding new Bay Area shows every single day. So I'm on there. Tom Tolbert is on there. Holly is on there. We're going to be adding more as well as we're getting this thing rolling, but it's Bay Area Sports Collective. You've all said, why don't you all just get together? And it's like, that's a brilliant idea. So that's what we're going to do. So make sure you go to Bay Area Sports Collective and make sure that you join that as well as John Lund Unleashed. I know I'm asking you to do a lot. I understand. Good morning, 49ers Faithful 209. What's up? We got a lot of things. Fresh pot today, as I told you. Polly's going to be on that Bay Area Sports Collective, so please make sure that you are there. Let's see, Cosmetic Center, you say, are we supposed to be wearing makeup? No, it's like I said, it's about what I'm doing is testosterone. What my wife is doing is stem cell. I mean, it's just they do all sorts of cool things now that you can feel so good. What do you think? I have energy for like 2.5 hours, 3 hour shows without basically taking a breath. It is absolutely awesome, Dr. Riopel. Morning. Todd is here. I hadn't seen Todd for a couple of days. What's going on with you, man? Gizmo is here. Christopher is here. Great to see you, my friend. I almost got Christopher fired. No, I didn't. Harry Johnson. Hello. I'm telling you right now, man, the testosterone is no joke, man. It's absolutely great. Yeah, we are growing the community, Bucko Sports. Thank you very much. It's all because of you, man. You guys are doing it. And we're growing this thing, and it's really exciting. We're having a great time. So thank you so much for making sure that you are subscribing and telling your friends. And we're really growing this thing, so it's really, really cool. JJ Raider, it is great to see you. Sorry that Matthew Stafford is not going to be coming your way. Hopefully it's not Russell Wilson. I'd rather see Darnold than Wilson, but we'll see. Joy, it is great to see you. A joy, as I would say. Yeah, I started right at 8 o'clock today. I think that everybody can be like, whoa, good morning. Look at that avatar. My God, where is that, man? That is beautiful behind you. Oh, my God. That is wonderful. 49ers Faithful, it is great to see you as well. Good morning. Good morning, 408. It is tremendous to see you this morning. Happy Monday to everybody. JP from the 510, tremendous. Good morning. What? Is that true? Hang on a second. Hang on. I might get my first random when we just got here. It is International Irish Whiskey Day. Is that true, JP from the 510? Is that true? Oh, okay. Hang on. We're going to get back to everything, I promise. And I know we are short on time, but let me see. Hang on. Not that I don't think JP is lying, but let me just double check because I love whiskey so much. And if I miss this today, I'm going to be very upset. World Wildlife Day, 33 Flavors Day. Canadian Bacon Day. Oh, we're going to talk about that. The Canadians don't know bacon. No way. Bacon is bacon, not Canadian bacon. Canadian bacon is way too healthy. Let's see. International Irish Whiskey Day. You are not kidding. March 3rd, right there. Oh, International Irish Whiskey Day, March 3rd. It's a day dedicated to the world-renowned whiskey-type Irish whiskey. Do you know that it's been more than 800 years since Irish whiskey emerged for the first time? Irish whiskey, as the name suggests, it's whiskey produced in Ireland. Jesus, who? No kidding. Blah, 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 blah. It's National Irish Whiskey Day. All right. I don't know if I have any Irish whiskey in here, but I'm going to go get some. I'm going to have to leave the show at some point before we get out of here. And I have an appointment, too. Is that Irish whiskey on your breath, Lund? Why, yes, it is. It's National Irish Whiskey Day. Get out. That's what's going to happen. And it's going to be your fault. it's going to be your fault that that happened. But it is. It's Happy Irish. See, if you bring something to the table like that, man, that is incredible. Thank you so much. It is very, very nice of you. Anyway, good morning to everybody. Sorry I'm already on a random tangent, but I am a big whiskey fan. Maybe not this early, although I could probably do an Irish coffee, could I not? And I have all the ingredients in my house. If I would have known that it was Irish National Irish Whiskey Day or International Irish Whiskey Day, I would have had a nice Irish coffee. A really nice one, too. Yeesh. All right. Well, I missed it. I blew it. I screwed up. All right. Let me start with this on Debo, because we're going to offer solutions on Debo this morning, and I'd love to get your thoughts. Chat line is wide open. Give me your thoughts on what you think. But here's the thing. All right. Here's the problem. Everybody's freaking out. There's a reason why that the 49ers could only get a fifth-round pick for Debo. You know why? Let me put this up on the stage for you real quick. There's Debo and all these memes that everybody's making, like they're going to be great, right? John Lynch didn't lie when he said he didn't want great players out of the building, because Debo Samuel's not a great player anymore. The Commanders think they're getting this guy. You remember number 19? See the nice shape he's in and all the muscles he's got going there? That's who they think they're getting. The guy in, you know, Dallas that finished off that playoff game in the year of 2021 or 4 years ago. There's Jimmy hitting Debo against the Rams in the playoffs. Remember this Debo in 2021? Yak, rack, breaking the tackles. Remember Debo in the first half of the Super Bowl? That's Super Bowl 54 against the Chiefs in Miami. I was there. They're getting this Debo. Las Vegas Debo couldn't get open against Kansas City's man-to-man coverage. That was last year in the Super Bowl. They're getting, see that little bit hefty Debo, the number one there, hefty. You know, Debo who dropped the ball on the most important play of the season, that Debo right there, that's fifth-round Debo. That's Debo they're getting. You know, side-view Debo in New Orleans in the A.J. Brown jersey, that Debo, that's the Debo they're getting. So everyone's freaking out on a national level that they're getting this some kind of that's the Debo. That's fifth-round Debo right there. Right there. See that? Ah! Oh! Remember that? Remember after he complained, I got to get the ball. I got to get the ball. It's not on me. It's not on me. It's not on me. It's not on me. He had one great game last year, Miami. That's not what you do. Great players can have great games because that's why they're there. It's consistency time after time. And I'm not here to disparage Debo. Debo at one point, if he didn't play, the 49ers weren't very good offensively. He set a tone, not only with the box and all that kind of stuff, but he came out and he set a physical tone. He was awesome. Out of the backfield, all the different things he could do, injuries in the backfield, the wide back, all those different things. I'm not here to disparage Debo. I'm not. He was a great 49er. And yesterday when I thought about, or Saturday, I guess, when I saw this happen and I put together an emergency show and I started to think for a minute what was I was going to say about Debo, first thing that popped to mind for me about Debo was, I'm going to say nice things and I'm not going to disparage him. And what has happened here is that a guy who's approaching his 30th birthday, it's weird for a wide receiver, but he's got a running back body and he treats his body like a running back. And the irony here is the 49ers asked him to be a running back. The 49ers asked him to run over people. Kyle Shanahan asks his running back, one cut and go, one cut and go. There's no dancing or anything like that, and that's Debo. That's what he was asked to do. That's what he did, and he got hurt doing it, and he ran his body down doing it, and now the 49ers are like, okay, that's it. You're not useful anymore. We're going to trade you for a fifth-round pick. So that should tell you everything you need to know, because I got so much feedback after Saturday's show from people saying, oh, he's going to get in shape, and he's going to make him pay. I thought he was in shape this year. It looked to me like he was in the shape of a pear. Sorry. But it looked to me like everybody said he was going to be in shape, right? Now, here's where I'll give Debo credit. Because we all knew this, and I've said this for months, and I don't need a pat on the back. But I said for months and months and months, he was going. Because if you just watched the game during the season, you could see that he was falling behind. He was behind Pearsall, as crazy as that sounds. He was behind JJ. He was behind Juwan Jennings. He's behind Brandon Ayuk when he's healthy. Ayuk's not getting traded, but we'll get into that in just a second. He was behind all those guys. He was a fourth receiver and a kick returner. That's what a fifth-round pick is. When did they get Jacob Cowing? Fifth round, sixth round, something like that? A fourth receiver and special teams kick and punt returner is about a fifth-round pick, and that's where Debo is. Now, I don't blame Washington, and I told you again, if you go back a couple of weeks and go to johnlundunleashed.com, I have a whole piece on where will Debo go, and I have the Commanders at the top of the list. Because Adam Peters, who's now, of course, running the Commanders, he's the general manager. He was the VP of player personnel for the Niners in 2019. You know that, when they drafted Debo. And so he's thinking to himself, a fifth-round pick to take a flyer on Debo? Absolutely. But that's what it is. It's a flyer. So everybody's hitting me up like they think it's 2021 Debo. I like Debo. I don't want to disparage Debo. But 2021 was 4 years ago. And in terms, like for me and you, 4 years ago, not that long, right? Football players age like dogs. You know, dogs every, what's a dog year? 7 years to a human being, right? 7 years. Okay, so it's not quite 7 years where it'd be like 28, but maybe it's 2 to 3 years. I mean, they're just, it's accelerated. You're getting hit. Debo's a physical kind of a player. I thought he was, everybody said he was in shape last year, but he wasn't. He doesn't look explosive. He looks overweight. People say he's going to get in shape. He's going to be motivated. Why wasn't he motivated this year? Because he saw Brandon Ayuk get a $30 million contract and he went, I'm not here for long. And he saw them draft a receiver in the first round. Why didn't that motivate him? I got a first round receiver here. I got a guy who's going to make $30 million. I wonder what's going on here. He knew it. So this is where I'll give Debo a ton of credit. He knew he was gone. He knew when they gave Ayuk the $30 million, it was iffy. He knew when they drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round, it was certainly happening. Because they weren't going to carry a first-round pick, $30 million with Brandon Ayuk, and him. This isn't the way that they were going to allocate their money. And it's certainly not the way they're going to allocate their money now, because what are they going to do? They're going to go to the trenches. And I'm going to get to the combine in just a minute, but the offensive and defensive lines is where they're going to go. It's just not the way it goes. And then let me click this on there, because this is just where I was going. And Jason's 100% right. Debo doesn't fit the offense anymore. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is, and this is just the way Brock Purdy is. Brock Purdy doesn't have the strongest arm. Brock Purdy a lot of times can't see over the line. He's got to anticipate throws more than anybody else in the league, just about. He doesn't have a Chad Pennington arm, but he doesn't have a Matthew Stafford arm either. So it's somewhere in between. So he's an anticipatory thrower, which means you better be in the right place at the right time, because I got to throw this ball before you even turn around. And if you're not there, I'm going to look stupid and I'm going to throw interceptions. So Brandon Ayuk, when healthy, can do that. Ricky Pearsall, that's why they drafted him. We haven't seen it 100%, but let's just for a second here. Ricky Pearsall was drafted to do that. It was after the Super Bowl, couldn't get open against Kansas City, and so they drafted Ricky Pearsall. Juwan Jennings against man coverage, pretty good. Again, in that Kansas City Super Bowl, if they win it, he might have been the MVP. Now, he's different. He's not an intricate route runner so much as he can just go up and get the ball. He's more physically dominant than you. So there's those receivers on this roster right now. Those are the guys, those three guys. Fit what the Niners want to do, and they fit, more importantly, Brock Purdy. And it's not a question of if, it's when they sign Brock Purdy. So Brock Purdy's coming back and he's going to be the quarterback. So who fits that? Those three guys do. Debo Samuel doesn't. Debo Samuel's not an intricate route runner. You got to scheme Debo Samuel. And if he's not the guy that he was, running jet sweeps and out of the backfield and all these different things, and you can complain and you can blame Kyle Shanahan for all that, because we knew that, you know, okay, Debo's in the backfield, he's getting the ball. Everybody knew what Debo was doing offensively. There was no more element of surprise. And then throw to the fact that he just wasn't as explosive as he used to be. And maybe, you know what? Maybe he's going to be ultra motivated in Washington. And maybe Cliff Kingsbury, their offensive coordinator, is a super genius. And he's going to be able to figure out ways to scheme Debo the way that Kyle Shanahan couldn't. And as that comes out of my mouth, I think to myself, that's silly. So we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the people that were going, it's Debo, it's Debo. It's not 2021 anymore. It's 2025. And Debo should have been motivated. Like, how is he going to be extra motivated that he got traded to Washington but wasn't motivated when Brandon Ayuk got $30 million and they used a first-round pick on a wide receiver? They're basically telling Debo at that point, we don't think you're good enough. We don't think you fit anymore. So what should Debo have done? He should have got himself in the best shape of his life, should have been ready to go. I give him credit for off. He didn't complain throughout the season, which he could have done. Like, he right away, he was like, oh, damn, I'm done. But that would have, that he would have been motivated by that, right? Because all these people keep telling me that that Debo's going to be this motivated guy in Washington. And I see these, like I said, I see these memes of Debo Samuel, like, this is going to be the big three. I'm sorry, Debo went for a fifth round pick for a reason. I just don't see it. I could be 100% wrong. I just don't see it. I don't see him getting in the best shape of his life. I don't see him making the 49ers pay. I do think it's going to be really interesting in regards to, you know, a lot of people don't believe this, and that's fine. The 49ers have a last place schedule. I think the 49ers are going to be a playoff team. I think they're going to win the NFC West. That's not homerism. That's just look at the last place schedule. They have one playoff team at home this year, which is bad for you if you have season tickets, good for you if you want to win football games, and it's the Rams. And they're really good, and they're getting better, and I wish they would have traded Matthew Stafford out of the division, but that was always going to be a leverage play. Hey, Stafford, go find your value. Okay, I just found it. Okay, we'll keep you. the Raiders and the Giants or whomever was most serious about Matthew Stafford did their negotiations for them. They kept him. Smart move by the Rams. But back to Debo for just a second. So, okay, that's pretty much the Debo story, right? We just hit on the Debo story. We talked about it a lot on Saturday. So let me just, I'll go through this, the chat line for just a second. And let's be solution oriented, shall we? Let's be solution oriented here for a second. All right. So let's see. What do we got going on today? Yeah, there you go. Skills. And that's the whole thing too. They've struck fifth round gold a few times. Greenlaw, Lenore, Hufanga, Kittle. I mean, that's unbelievable, right? You want to give me a fifth round pick? You want to give me the Kittle pick, the Greenlaw pick, the Demo pick? Yeah. Okay. I'll take a fifth round pick. But a fifth-round pick in general, I know that Moss went for a four and was really, really good, but it tells you what the league thought. Because let me make one more point before I get solution-oriented for us this morning. That's the best they could do. Fifth-round pick was the best they could do. You think they wanted to keep him in the NFC just in case that a little bit of old Debo comes forward? Because they'll probably – Washington's a good team. They're a good young team. A lot of things went right for him, but I think Washington's going to be in the playoffs for a while. I think Washington could face the 49ers in the playoffs next season. So they didn't want to necessarily, even though for all the reasons I told you, Debo's gone. It doesn't fit the offense or the finances don't fit. I didn't even mention that. All these different things don't fit. But they probably don't want to see him in the playoffs with all that said. But you know what? There wasn't an AFC team. Houston, I thought, was a team with D'Amico Ryans could do it. They wouldn't give up a fifth-round pick for Debo, which isn't a whole lot. But again, the salaries... He's going to be at 17.55 as far as the cap is concerned. And I don't want to get too deep into the numbers because everybody's like, numbers? What? They just want to know what it means for the 49ers on the field. So they would have loved to have put Debo in the AFC. And think about all the teams that need a receiver. Pittsburgh, their best receiver is George Pickens. He doesn't show up half the time. New England has no receivers whatsoever. A fifth-round pick? They have tons of picks, does New England. You know, go on down the line. There's lots of teams. What if Cincinnati loses T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase holds out because he wants $40 million a year? Do the Browns have any receivers? No. The Titans have any receivers? No. Like, just go through the AFC. Kansas City needs receivers. I mean, the Chargers need receivers badly. There's a boatload of teams in the AFC who need receivers. And I can guarantee you that even though there's a relationship between Adam Peters and the 49ers, that the 49ers and John Lynch were on the phone going, okay, Adam, duly noted that you're interested. Let me call a few teams and see if I can move them over to the AFC, you understand? And Adam Peterson, I'm sure, is like, okay. Because the last thing they wanted to do was move them to the NFC. So what this tells me is that there was not a single AFC team that offered better than a fifth-round pick, or even a fifth-round pick, because Washington has a fifth-round pick that's near the end of the round. Because remember, they went to the NFC Championship game. So think about this. They went to the NFC Championship game. The 49ers did not want to move Debo Samuel to the NFC. And there was not a single AFC team that would offer a better fifth-round pick or anything for Debo Samuel. And that's the Raiders who need a receiver. It's the Chargers, the Broncos. It's the Titans. It's the Patriots. It's the Steelers. It's the Bengals. It's the Browns. I mean, I'm not hitting every team. I'm just doing the Jets need a wide receiver. Almost every team in the AFC needs a wide receiver. And John Lynch called those teams in the AFC and said, hey, fifth-round pick or better for Debo Samuel? And everyone went, no. So he turned around, he called Adam Peters, and he goes, hey, buddy, yeah, okay, we'll go fifth-round pick. We've had luck in the fifth round. We'll go fifth-round pick. They didn't want to move him to the NFC. So that means all the AFC teams said, no, we're good. So just like I said, look, maybe he just makes me look stupid, and that happens all the time, but maybe he makes me look stupid and just he's in the best shape of Debo's life and he's got the acceleration. And like he said before he dropped that pass against the Rams, hey, man, it's not on me. It's on them. They're not getting me the ball. And then, of course, he drops the ball. But all these highlights that I'm showing you from Debo Samuel, they're from 2021. You know, I probably popped this on the stage a little bit earlier. Okay, get out of there, John Lynch. These are from 2021. Okay, yeah. Debo 19. Come on. Move it. Let's go. Like this? That's 2021. That was awesome, Debo, right? Against Dallas, he finishes off that game from the backfield after the K1 Williams. And this is against the Rams, 2020, and absolutely dominated. Nice try, Jalen Ramsey. I mean, look at that. That's explosive Debo. He doesn't have that anymore. Debo in the first half of the Super Bowl 54 in Miami, he riddled Kansas City. That's the Debo they're getting right there. Walking off the field going, I couldn't get open all day against Kansas City in Las Vegas. That's girthy Debo. They're getting girthy Debo. I mean, that's a big dude. That doesn't look like a wide receiver to me. This is the Debo they're getting. Drop Debo. It's the most important play of the season. So, look, I'm not here to rip Debo. I'm just simply here to say, look, that's the guy they're getting. It's a little bit different. Now, let's go to the let's do this for a minute, all right? Because I told you I was going to be solution-based, solution-oriented today. That's what we were going to do. So here's what I did. I wrote this piece at johnlundunleashed.com. You can check it out right now. There's the Saturday Emergency Show. Right there, you click on that video, you can see that entire thing. So we've already gone through how did it happen. We've already gone through why did it happen. We already went through the finances of it, which is, by the way, if we can just digress here for a second, might as well do two things at once. So the 49ers are going to eat $31 million in dead cap. They're going to probably spread it over 2 years, right? And then everybody's like, Brandon Ayuk's getting traded. Brandon Ayuk's getting traded. Brandon Ayuk's getting traded. Okay, there's three reasons why Brandon Ayuk's not getting traded. Let's start the financial side first. You see right there under dead cap? See on the far right side where it says dead cap, second year of his deal, which is 2025? See where it says $39,275,000? $39,275,000? If they trade him, that's what happens. They're not going to do that. They're not going to eat all the money for Debo, eat all the money for Ayuk. Oh, by the way, got to sign Brock Purdy. Oh, by the way, got to sign George Kittle. Not going to happen. And try to stay competitive, and they think they're in a Super Bowl window. Okay, that's reason number one. Finance is massive. So you're going to eat some on Debo and eat some on Ayuk. You hate Ayuk so much that you're going to eat that much money. Number two, who are exactly going to be your wide receivers then if Ayuk leaves? You're going to count on a bunch of rookies? Because we all get excited about rookies, right? Oh, rookie, rookie, rookie. We'll just draft a bunch of rookies. Oh, yeah, like Ricky Pearsall? Rookies take a while. I know that Malik Nabers was great right out of the gate. I know Brian Thomas Jr. for Jacksonville was great right out of the gate. But it took Marvin Harrison a minute. He was just okay. Ladd McConkey was pretty good. But generally speaking, it takes a year or two for receivers, and they think they're in a Super Bowl window. Whether you think they are or not is different, but they think they are. So first of all, they're not going with a bunch of rookie wide receivers. I'm going to tell you about the free agency class in a minute. There's not a bunch of great receivers out there, guys. There's not. So they're not eating $39 million. They wouldn't have any receivers to really throw the football to. And, you know, I look at the players as stocks, whether that's fair or not. What's Brandon Ayuk's value like right now, coming off an ACL injury like he is, a knee injury like he is? What's his stock like? You think, I mean, if we think of Brandon Ayuk on the stock market right now, do you want to sell high or sell low? I mean, I'm no expert, but I'm going to just take a stab at this one. You want to sell high. Okay. He's at his lowest value of his entire career right now. That's where Brandon Ayuk is. So the stock is as low as it's ever going to be. You're going to take a $39 million cap hit, and you don't have any receivers. Let's trade Brandon Ayuk. I just gave you three reasons why you don't. And you can't. $39 million, stock is as low as ever. You don't have any wide receivers. There's not great options outside of him. And no, you're not going to go out with a bunch of rookies. So he's not getting traded. Okay, we've established that. All right, now, free agents, wide receivers, I did this a little bit earlier. Davante Adams, everyone will want him. I think he's going to the Chargers. He's 32. He's going to be far too expensive. Stephon Diggs, no thanks. He's been on three teams in the last, 4 years? Bills didn't want him. Houston didn't want him. Minnesota couldn't get him rid of fast enough. Everybody has this illusion of T. Higgins. I just don't see it. He's a number two wide receiver. He's not a number one. He's a number two. Keenan Allen has never been fast, but I don't see it with him anymore. I'm assuming Ayuk is on the team, and I talk about this. Cooper wouldn't be bad, and I know you're screaming and yelling that he wasn't good in Buffalo, and he wasn't, but you've got to remember they've got a financial side to this whole thing, and they're not going to pay a bunch of money. So Cooper's interesting. Chris Godwin, I think, is going to be too expensive. Brandon Cooks is from Stockton. I think he would be an interesting one. And this is just to fill in for Brandon Ayuk until Ayuk comes back and then give you some extra veteran depth. So I think Brandon Cooks, who's been with a ton of teams but still has a lot of speed. Deontay Johnson was like with three or four teams. He's got a problem. Mike Williams hurt. Robert Woods hurt. Marquise Brown too thin. He's never going to block. Darius Slayton's an interesting name. DeMarcus Robinson, I don't think, is good enough. Neither is Aguilar or Chark. Tyler Boyd is an interesting one. Matt Collins, the no-shoe-wearing guy, not good enough to me. The Moores, no. Tutu Atwell, too skinny. Juju Smith-Schuster, weird. I doubt it. Now, here's where it gets kind of interesting. You see here where it says wide receivers who could get released or acquired in trade. Cooper Kupp at 31, lots of injuries. The Rams are not trading Cooper Kupp to the 49ers. That's why next to it in parentheses, I put released. Now, would the 49ers be interested if Cooper Kupp was released? Yes. They're not going to pick up his contract. Nobody is because it's too prohibitive. So he's going to – maybe a team would pick him up. I doubt it. I mean, a team did trade for Debo after all. 67 catches, 710 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's been hurt, but when he's healthy, you want to talk about a guy who can run routes? You want to talk about a guy that would be perfect for Brock Purdy in this offense? That would be Cooper Kupp. Can you imagine third down? Cooper Kupp's in the slot. McCaffrey's coming out of the backfield. Kittle's in the route. Ayuk's in the route. Jennings is in the route. Hi, that's pretty good. Just saying. I don't think he's done. Tyreek Hill, way too expensive. He's got a $28.7 million cap hit. I just put it out there because I knew people were going to bring it up. Christian Kirk would be a trade. Now, here's the thing about Christian Kirk. He would be a fill-in for Brandon Ayuk, and he would be fine. He's been hurt. Last year, had 27 catches, as you can see there. In 2022, in his first year in Jacksonville, he had 1,108 receiving yards. Since then, in the last two seasons, he has 1,166. He's just been hurt. And he's not a terrible player. It's just that he's a typical overpay by a team that's always bad. So Christian Kirk was a free agent a few years ago, and Jacksonville couldn't wait to throw money at him. He's a number two wide receiver, and he can be solid, and he's about 6'2", 200, so he could block. He could do a lot of the things. I mean, we saw Christian Kirk against the Niners plenty of times. It's just that I'm not paying Christian Kirk the kind of money that Jacksonville is paying Christian Kirk. So you could renegotiate a deal. He wouldn't be a bad fill-in for a short period of time, and he's only 28 years old, so he's still got some good football around him. Tyler Lockett, probably not. He's going to get released by the Seahawks. He's 32. He's only 5'10", 180. He's small. And he had some great years for the Seahawks, but I just think he's done. Now, this is a really interesting one, and I know it's not going to really move the needle a lot for you probably, and this would have to be a trade. But last year, Adam Thielen, the former Viking, had 48 catches for 615 and 5, and that was spotty QB play, absolutely. But if you look back a year before that, 103 catches in 2023 for 1,014 receiving yards. So he can be productive. So he could fill in for Brandon Ayuk. He could be a veteran third down guy. He doesn't have a ton of speed, but he's going to catch everything you throw to him. And here's the big part for the 49ers. He's only owed $6.3 million for 2025. So these aren't guys that are going to replace Ayuk, because I told you, Ayuk's not getting traded. But Thielen's not a bad deal. Not a bad idea. All right, now, so this is where you want to go, because you watched the Combine all weekend. Finally, one last column, and then I'll get your thoughts, and I'll come back to the show. So the rookies in 2025, it's not a class with Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr. Those are first-round picks. Ladd McConkey, as I said, top of the second round, very good. Adunze, Worthy, Leggett, they had certain success. There's a couple of receivers. McMillan, the kid out of Arizona, if he's there at 11, the Niners would probably have to think about it. I'd still rather they go trenches one way or the other. Lots of good defensive tackles, lots of good edge, lots of good offensive linemen. But McMillan is 6'5", really long. And then a lot of people like Luther Burden III, I think they would move down in that kind of a situation. He's a physical kind of receiver. I wouldn't say he's Debo, but he's a physical kind of receiver. So those are the two receivers that everybody's talking about. If McMillan happened to be on the board at number 11, I think the 49ers would give it some thought. But I still think they would go, because they met with a lot of offensive tackles, a lot of offensive linemen. So anyway, before I get into that, there you go. So rookies, possible guys who could get acquired in a trade or be released. And then I just gave you a list of free agent wide receivers. Not a great list. And then as far as Brandon Ayuk, I just gave you the three reasons. $39 million cap hit. His stock is as low as it's ever going to be, and you're not trading stocks at their low. You're supposed to trade them at their high. Remember, I mean, I'm no New York Stock Exchange guy, but his value right now, his stock is at an all-time low. $39 million cap hit, all-time low stock, and who's going to actually catch the ball for the 49ers? A bunch of rookies? No, they're not. Not on a team that still thinks it's in a Super Bowl window. So tell me how crazy I am. Tell me where I'm right. Tell me where I'm wrong. But I wanted to be solution-based today and show you some of those things that we could look at and say, okay, what's out there, right? Because on Saturday, I told you on Saturday, it was reaction. Saturday's emergency show was just complete reaction. Debo just got traded. What do you think? And then I had a couple of days to think about it. I said, okay, let's write a piece. Let's go to John Lund Unleashed. Let's write a piece. And let's look at solutions, because everybody's going to throw out the names. And so I just wanted to throw out who I thought was going to be too expensive, who was going to be actually doable. Why Ayuk is not going to be traded. I gave you those three reasons. It's $39 million cap hit. His stock is never going to be lower. So think of him like a stock. Where's his stock? Toilet. It's in the toilet. He's a penny stock right now. You're going to trade him as a penny stock when you put a first round pick and all this work into him and you signed him to that deal. And then you hate him that much. I know there's animosity on either side. I get it. I've heard it. I know it. But not eating $39 million after you just ate a bunch on Deebo Samuel. And oh, by the way, you still have to sign Brock Purdy. So you're going to eat all that money. And then it's Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall. And it's going to be a rookie. All right. Rely on rookies all you want. Rookies are lottery tickets. That's what they are. And a lot of times they might hit, but a lot of times they don't hit in the first year. I mean, it's great that they do hit eventually, but a lot of times they don't hit like they're going to hit in the first year. I still have confidence in Ricky Pearsall. Who knew he was going to get shot and not be in camp and all those different things? I'm not writing off Ricky Pearsall at all. But a lot of times that's just, it's weird. Not the shooting. That, throw that out. Just, you know, he was injured. He was getting acclimated. He had a good game, not a good game against Tampa. He looks good. You know, all those kind of things. That's what a rookie does. They're inconsistent. That's why you want all your players, when you win championships, your players are in that 26 to 30 range, prime of their career. Rookies are inconsistent. Young players are inconsistent. Old players are inconsistent. They can't do it as much anymore, not as often. It's not that there won't be flashes. And then what people think is there's a flash, and they go, there it is, he's back. Or, no, the rookie, he's ready to go. It's like consistency, game after game after game. That's why the 49ers, who are in a Super Bowl window, are not going to rely on a bunch of rookies. Now, look, they have 11 picks. They're not going to take 11 picks in the draft. There's not 11 open spaces on this team. The ability this does to trade Deebo now is you got a bunch of these different picks. In fact, let me, before I go out to the lines and hear how crazy everyone thinks I am, because I had this on Saturday. These are all the picks the 49ers have right now. It's impressive. Look at this. So first rounder at 11, pick 43, 75. So look at this. In the first 99 picks, the 49ers have four. And then if you go from 112 to 148, that's 36 picks. They have another four. So in the first 148 picks of the draft, they have eight picks. They're going to be able to do some stuff, but they're not going to take, they're not using, it's two-thirds, three-fourths, two-sevens. They're going to move all around the draft board. So they're not going to use 11 picks. They're going to move all around the draft board. It's going to be, it's one of those things where when John Lynch said last week, we've got, basically what he said is, we got to nail the draft. We're top heavy. We got to nail the draft. What have the teams in the NFC done to get them where they are? Detroit, Philadelphia, Green Bay, the Rams. Those are the top teams in the NFC. They've all nailed the draft over the last few years. When the Niners were great, they nailed like three drafts in a row. When Seattle won Super Bowls with Russell Wilson, Bobby Wagner, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, they nailed like three, four drafts in a row. Richard Sherman, draft three, four drafts. That's what you do. Free agency is nice. It's vastly overrated. The best player in free agency this year is a number two receiver in T. Higgins. That's the best player in free agency. And I tell you this all the time. It's flawed. Injured guys, too old guys, too expensive guys. You know, I told you, I thought Drew Dahlman would be a perfect fit for the 49ers, but it's become, let me get that off the screen, he's just going to be too expensive. With the rise of the cap, it's going to be a crazy number he's going to get, and I don't think the 49ers can afford it. So anyway, that's kind of fool's gold in the way it goes. So that's where we are on the chalkboard today. Episode 75, new sponsor, Dr. Riopel. Make sure that you check out Dr. Riopel. As I said, I am doing right now with Dr. Riopel the testosterone, which is absolutely great. I feel 100 times better. And here's the thing, too. I'm not kidding you. If you click on it right now and you make an appointment with Dr. Riopel and tell him I sent you over testosterone, if you're feeling sluggish, can't rid of like belly fat, things like that. You're just not feeling like yourself. You're getting a little bit older, maybe getting in your 40s and stuff. And you go, what the hell's going on, bro? It's as reasonable as I've ever seen it from a price standpoint. You don't have to go in there and take shots every single week. It's one fell swoop. It's awesome. It'll take care of you for about 6 months. You'll feel absolutely great. Tell Dr. Riopel I sent you over. Click on it right there. And then as far as you got aches, pains, my wife's shoulder, her elbow, she's doing stem cell. And it's amazing. And I'm not kidding you. We have these packs and packs and packs. We have our outdoor freezer and it's just full of ice packs because that's what she does constantly for her elbow and her shoulder. And Dr. Riopel, she did this about 2 weeks ago. She's feeling absolutely great. There it is right there. Riopel Cosmetic Surgery and Laser Center. And they do an amazing job with stem cell. If you've ever heard about stem cell and the way that it takes care of pain, it's no joke. It is absolutely great. I had PRP done before. That's one thing where they just spin the blood. The stem cell stuff, they actually put that in there. They spin that. They get that for you. It is incredible. Over the last few weeks, my wife has never felt better. Not as many ice packs. They're sitting in the freezer. I'm like, are you using the ice packs? She's like, no. So check out Dr. Riopel right there. If you click on the code right there with your phone or any other device, you can make the appointment right now. He's right there in San Ramon. And if you're not near San Ramon, I'm telling you, it's worth the drive, especially for the testosterone. He gives you a great deal on that. Tell him I sent you over. He'll hook you up. And then on the stem cell stuff, and that's men, women, whatever. You'll feel so much better if you check out the things that my wife is doing for her shoulder and elbow with the stem cell that he's doing right now. It's a game changer, I'm telling you. All right, let's get back to everything. So the new sponsor, Debo Traded. He's not 2021 Debo. What now? I just gave you the options. Is there a name in there that intrigues you? I just want to know. What name intrigues you? Is there somebody in the draft that intrigues you? Maybe you sat around and watched the combine all weekend long. You were like Krug. In the free agent list, did I skip over somebody you didn't like? I gave you all the names from Cooper Kupp. I don't think Tyreek Hill, even though it'd be a great one. He just makes too much money, and I just don't see it. Who intrigues you of that entire list? That's what I want to know. So as far as, let me just give you a couple more things real quick. This was Nick Wagner over the weekend. So again, this is why I think Ayuk is just not a possibility, even though everybody thinks it's a lot of fun to talk about. So I'm going to eat all that dead money with Debo. Okay. This is not the fun part, but I just want to explain this to you. And then I click that up on the screen real quick at johnlundunleashed.com. But let me just show you again. Second column to the right, second year of the deal, 2025. You see where it says 39,275. That's 39,275. Get a knife, get a fork, get some salt, get some pepper, get some ketchup, get some mustard. You're going to eat 39 million and you just ate that money with Debo and Ayuk's stock is at an all-time low and you don't have anybody to catch the ball. But sure, let's have rumors about Brandon Ayuk and getting traded. That's fine. I'm just telling you, that doesn't make any logical sense. And I just gave you three reasons why. Combine over the weekend, we'll get to in a minute. Curry dunks, loss at Philly, Giants weekend in random. So we just went over a lot of the Debo stuff, and I've thrown a bunch at you, but I want to get your thoughts on it. Give me your thoughts. Is there a name? Is there somebody that you were intrigued by? What do you think? Oh my God. Thank you for bringing this up. Hey John, have you mentioned Dr. Riopel to Kuminga? Yesterday I was I'm glad because we're at the random part of the show and we'll go back up. Thanks, Jazz fam. I almost sent a tweet out yesterday and then I decided not to because I thought it was too mean at John Lund Radio, which a lot of people are watching on X. And I looked at the tweet and I thought to myself, I'm not going to send this because it's mean. It's just mean. And what it essentially said was, I don't remember it exactly, but what I basically did was I said, did Kuminga's ankle just fall off? I mean, is it getting reconstructed? Did it get bashed by a hammer in a million pieces? Is that what happened to Kuminga's ankle? Because my God, when they first said it was like, oh, he's got a high ankle sprain. He's going to be fine. It's got to be the highest of the highest of the highest ankle sprains. Is it not? Like, was it shattered into 1,000 pieces? Like, what in the hell is going on? Because as much as I want to say and thank you very much, I am going to mention the stem cell to Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors, because it is absolutely amazing. Thanks to Dr. Riopel. We had heard he was going to come back Monday against Charlotte. That's not happening. And by the way, I don't want to dive down into the loss at Philly, but Jimmy Butler, fairly important. We'll get to that in a second. Jimmy Butler, fairly important. Anyway, yeah, like, did his ankle just like fall off? Are they looking for a new ankle? Are they searching for a new ankle? Are they in Germany looking for an ankle? Is it an ankle replacement surgery? Like, what in the hell, man? Like, what's Kuminga, 22? When I was 22, you could cut off my leg. It would grow back by the time that Kuminga's come back from this ankle injury. My God, he's 22. Remember recovering at 22? Like, I used to be a big-time skier. We're in the random part. I used to be a big-time skier, and I could fall. I could do all these different things, not hit a tree or anything, Sonny Bono. But, I mean, I could fall. I could do all the – no big deal. Having a drink, everything like that. We're done. We're taking a break from the runs for a little while. We're in the – you know, we're hanging out. And at 21, 22, 18, and that kind of a range that Kuminga's in, you bounce back like nothing, like just nothing. And Kuminga's 22, like, I don't know, just must have lost his ankle. I don't know what the hell's going on, man. It's crazy. Anyway, whatever. Francis, I think it's all about BA's rehab at the 49ers. State going real. They keep that. If they see issues, it might be better to lose $40 million now than $120 million. I get it. What I'm simply telling you is that if you're in a meeting, and believe me, I'm not saying they haven't had a meeting about Brandon Ayuk, they have. Okay, I'm eating $31 million on Debo. Maybe I make it over 2 years. Okay, keep in mind, let me back up. Keep in mind that we've been talking about Brock Purdy signing a new deal for a long time. So Brock's got to sign a new deal. George Kittle disproved. You got to re-sign George Kittle. He's got to finish his career as a 49er. That's got to get done. You got to get a couple of free agents, and you're not going to be day one 49ers Hargrave kind of a thing, like it's where it comes out of nowhere. But still, they need a couple of free agents. They're going to do something. It's not going to be on the first day. It might even, not even be on the second day. But you got to do something there. And then there's some other guys and raises and everything else. Fred Warner's deal goes up to $29.2 million. That's got to get restructured. Another thing I want to show you real quick on Brandon Ayuk's deal. It's not a four-year, $120 million deal, okay? All you got to do is look this stuff up for yourself. But you see, right, potential out 2027, 3 years, $76 million, $9.2 million cap hit. His deal is over at the end of the third year. So he's going into his second year. See that fourth year where it says cap hit, 1, 2, 3, 4. See that fourth year where it says $42 million, $282,000. The contract's over. They're never going to see that number. The reason why it says 4-1-20 is because he's got an agent and they fluffed the last 2 years so they could say he's getting $30 million a year. It's a three-year, $76 million contract, which just is over $25 million a year. That's the contract. It's 3 and 76. The fourth and fifth year are dummy years to make it over $30 million so he can dance and yell and say, I made $30 million a year. No, you didn't. You got $76 million guaranteed. He can be traded next offseason where you look at that cap number where it goes to 13.8. They can take a $13.8 million dead cap hit. To take a $39 million dead cap hit right now after taking a $31 million dead cap on Debo, you must hate these guys. Maybe they do hate him that much. But if they hated him that much, I think they would have traded him. I think even Kyle sprinting up the stairs to save that non-trade. And I'm sure they're pissed at him. But again, let me just reiterate this. So you eat the $39 million. Tasty. Second part is, what are you getting? He's coming off an ACL. He's coming off a major knee injury. He's a stock. You want to sell here. They're selling. You can't even see my hand. It's so low. They're selling way down here. What are you getting for Brandon Ayuk, who's probably not going to play for the first few games of the season? What are you getting? Third round pick? Fourth round pick? You're not getting a first, I'll tell you that. You're probably not even getting a second. You're probably getting a third round pick. Now, if he rehabs and he looks really good and you still hate Brandon Ayuk, you can probably get a two next year. And then you're only going to have to eat $13 million. And the year after that, you can eat $9 million. Like, it's not a bit, it's just logic. You're not going to trade a guy at his lowest point of his career and just say, I hate him so much that I'm going to mow down $39 million and I'm going to take like a third or a fourth round pick. Maybe it's a fourth round pick, they become a third. Maybe it's a fourth round pick, they become a second, depending on how good he is. But he's coming off a major knee injury. His stock is as low as it's ever going to be. And oh yeah, you've got to have guys catch the football. And as I showed you, the free agent class is not good at all. And then you look into the players that you could potentially get. Devontae Adams. Look, if you get Devontae Adams, you're still going to pay him a bunch of money. Do you know what Devontae Adams' contract is, by the way, just for fun? $38.2 million is the cap hit on Devontae Adams. You still want him? Because you're going to have to renegotiate a brand new deal with Devontae Adams. And you know how much he's going to make? He's going to want about $25 million. What does Brandon Ayuk make? $25 million. He doesn't make 30. It's a $3 and $76 million deal. So you're going to pay Devontae Adams at 32, that kind of money. Didn't John Lynch just say he wanted to get cheaper, younger, more? Didn't he just say that? Because that's not Devontae Adams. So they're not signing Devontae Adams. And then if you look at the other guys, like I said, do you think Tyreek Hill is coming here? Because I don't. Cooper Kupp would be a great complimentary player. And then the other guys that I just told, that I showed you up there are flawed players. They're all flawed players. And no, Stephon Diggs is not coming here. He's not going to fit. That kind of ego is not fitting on this football team. So there's not a lot of options out there. And then you're going to go, okay, rookies, the kid from Arizona. That's cool. Are you sure he's going to be really, 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 really good right out of the gate for a team that still has Super Bowl aspirations? Because you may not think they're in that window, but I can tell you 100% they do. They think they're in the window. So that's where the difference comes in. I don't see it. I do not see it. I am on the Barry Bonds program. No, what this stuff is it just, it makes you feel like 10 or 15 years younger. Like I have energy and I feel great versus like being sluggish all the time. That's all that is. That's all the testosterone is, but you're right. It's Barry Bonds ish, but I need it, man. Barry Bonds needed it kind of a little bit. I needed it. I need it now. I need to be energetic. I need to have energy every single day. I need to walk in here being energetic. That's all. Any more thoughts on Debo, on Ayuk, on receivers? I've given you all of that stuff, but I just want to make sure that before we move on, that everybody understands kind of where we're coming from. Why didn't Lynch shut down the Ayuk trade, especially with the cap hit? What's the strategy behind it? You know, that the one thing I will say, and you bring up a great point. Let me keep this up here.
You bring up a great point, because let me see if I can find this. Oh, you know what? I can find it. I know what I'll do. Because you have a great point there. I'm gonna share my screen with you one more time. I'm gonna go to johnlundunleashed.com. I'm gonna move away from this. So again, if you're new and if you just jumped in here, we did an emergency show on Saturday. Debo traded to the Commanders, and because we are solution oriented, we went through how and why. We went through the finances. We went through why Brandon Ayuk's not getting traded. But we also went, okay, who could be acquired and trade? So we went through the free agent wide receivers. They're not great. You can look at it right there. We went through some guys who'd be interesting. Kupp, Hill, Kirk, Lockett, Dielen. We went through the rookie class, which the kid from Arizona is the big one. Burden III is not bad. There's some other guys, but I don't like to rely on rookies for a team that wants to win right away. So that's that part of it. But let me go here. Let me just to answer your question, I'm going to do this in a roundabout way because you bring up a great point. Let me see if this thing will click for me ever. Okay, there we go. This is the blog. Okay, John Lynch takeaways. Let's go here. Okay, because I wrote this piece. And let me go down to something you said, because Debo gone, Big Trent will be back. This was last week. Green and Hufanga, CMC update. Right there. So when he's asked at the beginning of this, this is interesting, because he's asked about, I don't think the question's in here, but he's asked directly about the Brandon Ayuk trade rumors, and he swerves around it. This is what he did.
Yeah, that typically happens with really good players. I remember, I think, 2 years ago, you know, having similar conversations. You get calls, and you always listen to calls. And, you know, I think since Kyle and I've been here, we've been, certainly a top five, I believe, number two cash spending team. In the last 5 years, I think or 4 years, going into the fourth year, I think we're the fourth highest cash spending team. So
let me do this one more time. Okay, asked about Ayuk. Remember, the Ayuk rumors is the question.
Yeah, that typically happens with really good players. I remember, I think, 2 years ago, you know, having similar conversations. You get calls, and you always listen to calls. And, you know, I think since Kyle and I've been here, we've been, certainly a top five, I believe, number two cash spending team. In the last 5 years, I think or 4 years, going into the fourth year, I think we're the fourth highest cash spending team. So at some point, you have to reset a little bit, or at least recalibrate. You can't just keep pressing the pedal. And I think there's some good that can come out of it. We need to get younger. You know, I think we're the oldest team in football.
Okay, so just to your point, which is a great one, why didn't Lynch shut down the Ayuk trade, especially with a cap hit? What's the strategy behind it? And what I think you're asking is, last week, and I just showed you the clip, he kind of swerved around the question. He didn't say we're not moving Brandon Ayuk. But see, the thing is, just again, I bring this up almost every single show. The reason why guys, general managers and so forth, don't shut down anything is because they want to maintain leverage on every single player. They never want to say, and they also want to give out the vibe to everybody, to every other team, that if you're calling about players, if you're talking about a trade, if you want to get a guy, if there's a guy in the market, whether it be my guy, your guy, whatever, you call us. We're open to everything. He's not saying that to the media for them to write a piece about. He's saying that out, and coaches do this and players do that. They're not just saying that, they're doing it in a way, in a not so subtle way, of getting it out there. So in other words, what John Lynch is saying there is, we're open for business all the time. You got somebody that's disgruntled, we want to hear about it. We got somebody, we want to call you. Like, they're the open for business team. They're never going to say no. You know, they want to be on everything. But what the key there is, what he said is, first of all, he goes, with talented players, you're always going to have that. We want to get younger, more athletic. Well, Brandon Ayuk is not old. Debo Samuel, one of the reasons they traded him is he's around 30. He kind of has a running back body. He doesn't have the explosiveness. He's getting paid too much. He had a $17.55 million cap number. So for what he was getting paid, for what he was worth, Debo Samuel didn't work anymore. And he wasn't the athlete that he was. And he didn't fit because he didn't get open the way that Brock Purdy needs him to get open, and all the different things that we talked about a little bit earlier, we don't need to go over again. But as Bill M points out here, and I'll go to you for a minute, it is peculiar that his answer is not even about the question, other than saying, we're always open for business. We always will take calls. And that's just something they want to be. All right. So that is a little bit peculiar that he didn't say, no, we're not trading him. But the Niners wouldn't say that about anybody. Maybe Brock, they would. Maybe Bosa, they would. You know, don't call about Bosa. Don't call about Brock. But for most players on this roster, especially right now, as they're kind of, as he didn't really use the word, but they're not rebuilding. They're retooling, but they still think they're in a championship window. So that's kind of where the 49ers are. But for the reasons I just told you, did what he described, though, afterwards sound like Brandon Ayuk? We want to get younger. You know, we want to balance this thing out. To a certain extent, from a financial standpoint, it does. But if you have to take a $29 million cap hit, $39 million cap hit to trade him, after already taking a $31 million cap hit to trade Debo, and you're trying to sign your quarterback long-term, and you're trying to sign your tight end so that he can retire a 49er long-term, and you still think you're in a championship window, which I always say this, you may think they're not, they think they are. They're not rebuilding. All they're simply trying to do is they are so top-heavy financially that they're trying to say to themselves, okay, we've got to balance this thing out a little bit. Because what is Philly doing? They're balancing it out because they're hitting in the draft. What are the Rams doing? They've balanced it out. They're hitting in the draft. They can sign Stafford because their whole defensive line, nobody's making any money on their defensive line. They're taking key players like Jonah Jackson, who they got from Detroit last offseason, and saying, if you want to find a trade, go find a trade. So everyone's trying to balance it out, but Philly and LA and Detroit have hit so well in the draft. And at some point, all these guys are going to be up for monster extensions, right? But they have the luxury right now, and the Niners did at 1.2 when they were young, is that they're not paying a ton of money to a ton of people. They're too young, and it's great. Packers, same way. They're not paying a bunch of guys a bunch of money, so they could actually add some guys. The Niners are trying to balance everything out. Well, by moving Debo, they're going to eat. And one of the reasons they're doing this, and I tell you this all the time, it's a chess piece game for Parag Marathe, who's the financial guy for the 49ers. And what he does is some are backloaded, some are front-loaded. Like, he's keeping everything balanced year by year is kind of what he's doing. So Ayuk's deal, for example, it's backloaded. The fourth year hits at $42 million. You're never going to see that number. It's a three-year, $76 million deal. 76 is guaranteed. At the end of next year, the cap hit goes down to 13.8. They could trade him then. End of the third year, like I said, it's a three-year, $76 million deal. End of the third year, it goes down to $9 million on a cap hit. They can take that. But in the year that they're taking the cap hit from Debo, and given what his stock is, which is in the toilet right now, it makes zero sense whatsoever. And, oh, by the way, you need receivers to catch the football. It makes no sense to trade him. It just doesn't. Now, what he said was interesting, because that's the one thing that has stuck in my mind is, well, why didn't you just say that? Why didn't you just say that? But what he's trying to do in especially a forum like that where everybody's around, not just reporters, he's talking to other teams. We're always open for business. We're always open for business. So don't, you know, if there's a guy that's available, we want him. If we have a guy that might be available, you may want him. Just call. See what happens. So if that makes sense. All right. Hopefully that makes sense. All right, we have done so much on it. I'll do a little bit more combine tomorrow because I got to leave in about 15 minutes, and I apologize. I got something that I have to do today. So let's move this. Let's move to this real quick. I want to ask you a question on the Steph Curry. So we're at the Curry Dunks portion of the show right now on the chalkboard. Thanks for joining us, by the way. John Lund Unleashed. Please make sure that you're subscribed, telling all your friends. You have your alerts on. I also told you too, let me just pop this up at the beginning of the show so that you know that you have to subscribe to this as well. Not only John Lund Unleashed, please subscribe, tell all your friends, all those kind of things. Man, we have a lot of stuff that people are talking about today. Bay Area Sports Collective is something that we are kicking off. Bay Area Sports Collective, if you give them a follow, that would be awesome because that's where my show is in addition to here, which I want you to stay here. But also Tommy's show, Tom Tolbert's show is going to be there. Pauly Mack show is there, and we will be adding more Bay Area shows in the future. But Bay Area Sports Collective. So please, along with John Lund Unleashed, please give them a follow. Please give them a subscribe. Please give them a thumbs up because all the shows will be there. So make sure you do that as well. But let's get to the Curry dunk. Tell me this, all right? And I will rely on you for this. It's a dunk. I'm not saying it's not, but I guess it's a dunk. All right, here's how it sounded. No, that's nothing.
Hey, Curry with the dunk. Take a.
Let me play that again. All right, here we go.
12 straight three-point attempts. Curry sneaking down court. Hey, Curry with the dunk. Take a.
I guess it's a dunk. It's a harder dunk than I thought because you hear the net like rattle a little bit.
Straight three-point attempts. Curry sneaking down court. Hey, Curry with the dunk. Right. Take a.
Now, what's funny about that, he must have hurt himself. I don't know if he hurt himself or whatever the case may be after that game. It's a loss in Philly, so we'll get to that in a second as well. But Here's Steph Curry after the game saying he's never going to dunk again.
6 years ago at home, right wing, the right corner, a little back cut. And there was a pass from KD.
6 years ago, as in Chase or Oracle?
That was at Oracle. I've never dunked at Chase. How about that? How about that?
Why'd you decide to dunk tonight? I mean, typically you play that in.
I've been feeling pretty good. I've been dealing with some knee stuff all year, and you know, take advantage of a cherry pick opportunity. That would probably be my last note, though.
Of your career?
Oh, I'm calling it right now. That was the last one you're going to see.
Who'd you point at?
Ironically, this morning, a shooter on Stackhouse said he wanted to see a dunk. He hadn't said that all year, and I haven't heard that in years, and it happened.
Kind of
funny.
Thought you were pointing
at
Stackhouse.
Yeah.
Seemed random.
Yeah, it was very random comment this morning.
All right, so there's Steph last night. They lose to Philadelphia, which we'll get into in a second. Great reaction on these dunks. Hang on just a second. Max McClung giving a 49. Somebody called it a Brittany Griner dunk. I think she dunks way better than that. Well, there's skills. I could never dunk. I could never dunk. The dunk that I would do would be we could raise and lower our rim in our house, and I would go crazy dunking on that. I mean, I would just go crazy dunking on that. Thank you, O'Neal. Done and done. Appreciate it, Bay Area Sports Collective. But anyway, there's Steph's dunk, and he says he's never going to dunk again. Like his knee must be worse than we think. Because he barely got up and got that over the rim, and he kind of gave it a little oomph because you could hear the net. Because when I first saw it, I'm like, eh. But then if you put the sound on and you hear, he kind of does rattle the net a little bit there. So that's not bad. That's not bad. But he just said, yeah, it's a cool story. So there you go. There's Steph's dunk. At first, I was like, is that really a dunk? I'm not sure that's a dunk. And then a couple more times, I was like, okay, I'll give him that. I mean, he's not going to the dunk contest or anything like that. But there you go. It's a dunk. As far as the loss at Philly, that's a bad loss. And we talked last week, I think on Friday we talked about it, where Paul George, and what a disaster, and thank God they didn't sign Paul George. And obviously Embiid's been hurt. But this kind of reminds me a little bit, and I know they didn't have Jimmy Butler, but still, it reminds me of the Dallas loss, when Dallas just, their owner was getting booed, and they were going crazy, and they just traded Luka, and then the Warriors lost to him. It's a bad loss. And it just shows you how much they need Jimmy Butler. I mean, this team was dead in the water without Jimmy Butler. Jimmy doesn't play. Then they struggle against Philadelphia. And then I brought this up a little bit earlier. The ankle with Jonathan Kuminga is just so unbelievable. And I don't have the insight into what's going on with Kuminga, but I swear it's like his ankle shattered everywhere and he just hasn't been able to come back from it. When you're 22 years old, it's just like, boom, you come back, you come back, you come back. I had all sorts of injuries. I played high school sports. I played college sports, skied a lot growing up, like lots of twisted ankles, lots of this. You come back so fast. And so this thing must be really nasty. I mean, that's just what it is. It's just really nasty. And they've got to get him acclimated with Jimmy Butler. And that's not an easy thing to me. Now, Jimmy has made it look easy. I give Jimmy a ton of credit. It's short, but based on, and we say this, I think, every day, based on the information we have. And look, I have a show every day. So I can't sit back and go, well, we'll see on Jimmy. Yeah, maybe. You know, look, from what I've seen from Jimmy, he's been great. But acclimating Kuminga, and here's the problem for Kuminga, is that his agent every single day is going, we need you back, we need you back, we need you back, we need you back. You got to start. That's what they're going to be saying to Jonathan Kuminga, because they want him to get the big contract. Meanwhile, the Warriors are going to say, look, we're going to ease you back. You're going to come off the bench. We don't generally lose when Moses Moody starts. Plus, I told you this last week, the spacing of the floor, if they said, okay, Kuminga's going to start. Butler's not a three-point shooter. Draymond's not a three-point shooter. Kuminga's not a three-point shooter. And then you have Pods and you have Curry. Well, you have two three-point shooters on the floor. It makes it easy to double, even triple Steph. So they're not going to start Kuminga. And his agent's going to be probably upset about it, because it's like, well, my guy's got to start to get the maximum amount of money. So I hope all that stuff doesn't rear its ugly head, that Kuminga can just come in and say, look, if we win, brother, then everybody's going to eat. Everybody's going to eat if you come in, you play your role, you've been hurt. Let's just ease you back in. Just be cool, man. Just be cool. So anyway, very, very nice. Thank you so much, Bay Area Sports Collective. Thank you, Hurley Bird. You're the man. That's where my show is. That's where Tommy's show is, Tolbert, and that's where Polly's is, and we're going to add more as well. So make sure, please, 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 that you subscribe. I could palm a basketball, but it couldn't get up that high. I mean, dude, I wasn't even close. Like, I'm 5'9". I could never get close. Like I said, I would take it down to about 9 feet, then I would just do dunk contests. We have little kids, and that was the fun part about my house is we had a rim out front, and we would lower it down about a foot, and then the kids would come over because they like playing on it. And then it was like I was Bill Russell for a day. I just played walking around, just swatting. It was more fun to me to swat kids' shots and watch them go home than it was to dunk. Love that. Didn't you love that kind of stuff? Like you swat, you'd be like, oh, yeah, man, I'm the man. You act like you're a big center, 5'9". good to see you, man. I haven't even said hello to you. Like I said, I did the roll call, but then people jump in. Fosse, good to see you. Not talking in the chat because I'm getting the kiddos ready for school. Good to see you. I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see. But it's 8 minutes if you get straight before April 1st, 7.2. As bonus, don't trickle to April 1st, Sports breaks it down on X. Yeah, I looked at it. Still, even if it's that, why would you take that hit and Ayuk's hit in the year that you have to sign Brock Purdy? It just doesn't make any sense. And then my second point of this is the all-time lowest value he's ever going to have. You know, I don't know how much you're into the stock market. I know enough to be dangerous. Here's what I know. I want to sell the stocks here. I don't want to sell the stocks here. They don't have to sell the stock. And oh, by the way, the third reason is who's going to catch passes? Do you know anything about Ricky Pearsall? Do you think Ricky Pearsall is any good? Because I don't know. And then I just showed you the list of free agents. It's not great. And what do you have to pay those free agents? About what you're paying Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk's not making $30 million a year. Brandon Ayuk has a 3-year, $76 million contract. And as crazy as that sounds, 25 a year for Brandon Ayuk, that's fair. So there may be animosity within the building with Brandon Ayuk, and I'm being honest with you, I know that there is. There's not so much that they're going to say, we're going to eat that and eat Debo's money and sign Brock Purdy and try to extend Kittle and try to renegotiate a couple of deals like Warner, who's got a big cap number this year. It's just a lot. And I keep saying this, they think they're in a Super Bowl window. So they're not going to go back and say, you know what, let's just start over at the position. I just don't see it. I could be 100% wrong, but I just don't see it. I do not see that. I know we keep going back to that, but that's fine. Let's see. Curry, loss at Philly. Giants weekend real quick. I got to jump. I got to be somewhere in like a half an hour. So usually if you're new to the show, believe me, we usually go like 2.5 hours at least. I haven't done hardly any random things today, which I'm embarrassed about. We should do much more random. But and let me make sure that I don't have anything that I absolutely have to positively get across to you today. Oh, well, let me do this real quick on Giants weekend, all right? And I tell you this, and I have a piece up at johnlundunleashed.com. Not overreacting from spring training, but you know what? I want you to have fun as well. I want you to find that happy medium between not overreacting and having fun. So this is Encarnacion, and everybody's just freaking out because he's having a great spring. It's this bomb to dead center against the Dodgers. Check this thing out.
In San Francisco, Encarnacion rips one to center field. Deep, this ball back. This ball is gone. Dead center. Off the batter's eye, right over the...
All right, that's Dodgers TV, so we don't need to watch it. Tim Neverett on the call. And look, he's having a hell of a spring. He's hitting like .500. He's been awesome. Everybody's saying he's going to be awesome. So that happened over the weekend. If you want to overreact on Encarnacion, and he's a massive dude. And, so we'll see. I want to stick a pin in Encarnacion and see what happens at the beginning of the season. He's got a lot of hits going. You don't want to leave your hits in spring training. You don't want to leave your hits in Arizona. It's early in spring training. We shall see. But over the weekend, it says right there, Giants weekend, he had a great weekend. I'll call it that. I'm not going to overreact on it. But the biggest thing that came from the weekend is Robbie Ray pitched a couple of innings. He looked like the old Robbie Ray. He struck out 6. Now, again, back to my don't overreact on spring training. I don't know who he faced. I don't know if he faced A-ball guys. I don't know if he faced, you know, really good guys. I don't know what they were working on. Like, did you see Fred? I'll give you a great example. I saw Freddie Freeman's first at bat against the Giants. And, Freddie Freeman went oppo. Great play by a guy named Koss, K-O-S-S. He was wearing 85. He was playing shortstop, made a great backhanded play, and threw Freddie Freeman out. And Freddie Freeman, to say that Freddie Freeman was jogging, it was just above like a fast walk. You know, Freddie Freeman hit Oppo like he always does. It was a great play by the shortstop, but he had plenty of time because Freddie Freeman was basically fast walking to first base. He's not going to hurt himself. He's coming off a major ankle surgery. So it's not like Freddie Freeman is swinging all hands, right? So they get Freddie Freeman out, and you're thinking, oh, they got Freddie Freeman out. They didn't get prime Freddie Freeman out. They didn't get World Series Freddie Freeman out. They got Freddie Freeman, who was swinging all hands, hits it, shortstop makes a nice play, and he kind of fast walks slash jogs to first base. I'm not saying to disparage anything. I'm saying you don't know who you're going against. And even if it's Freddie Freeman, it's not really Freddie Freeman. So that's what spring training is all about. I want you to have fun. I want you to enjoy it. I think you should go down there. It's amazing sitting on the lawn. Stocksdale has a ton to offer, lots of good things. I'm going down there later this month. But I'm just simply telling you that when you watch stuff in Encarnacion, that's awesome, man. I hope the dude's the DH, and I hope he hits 40 home runs. But he's hitting 500 right now, and everybody's acting like he's Barry Bonds. Okay, let's see. And then as far as Robbie Ray is concerned, that was the thing that I took away from the weekend, because if Robbie Ray can be really, really solid number three, Robbie Ray, then that's massive for them. Verlander's kind of taking it slow. We'll see what happens there. Not worried about Logan Webb, who had a 10.97 ERA last spring. Not worried in the slightest. Whatever he does is fine. Just don't get hurt. That's the only thing I warn you against in spring training. It's all fun. Enjoy it. Guys hitting home runs. By the way, I think Bryce Eldridge has struck out in three quarters of his at-bats, by the way, after hitting that first home run and everybody freaked out. Look, maybe he's going to be great once the season starts. I don't know. But I'm just simply telling you. All right, I know I got to jump, and I know we go longer, and I know I'm going to owe you one, but somebody just mentioned the caboose pistol. Do I have a caboose today? I had one. Where's – oh, this isn't exactly caboose, but I am going to end this session with this, and thank you for reminding me of a caboose, and I got to do better and have a better caboose tomorrow for this. Let me pop this up for whoever asked for a caboose. Where's the caboose pistol? Thanks, 420. The one 420. Thank you, 420. I appreciate that. I just have one thing, and it's not really caboose pistol-ish, but I just have to ask a question. Is Joy still here today? Is Sports Girl for Life here today? I will never understand women's fashion. Does your wife, like mine, go to you a lot of times right before you go out and say, how do I look, honey? Do you like this? And I just, it's just right away. It's like, yeah, of course. I love it. You look great. And then they try something else. Yep, you look great. Which one would you choose? I don't know. And I tell her, look, I don't know women's fashion. I hardly know men's fashion. Most men don't know men's fashion. You ever walk around on a Sunday at, oh, Joy's here. Great. You ever walk around on a Sunday at like the grocery store or something? Thank you, Joy. I have a question. And I shouldn't be sexist about this because men can have an opinion on this as well. I don't know women's dresses. So the Oscars last night, which I didn't talk about. And oh, by the way, Saturday Night Live was outstanding. But the reason I'm not playing any Saturday Night Live clips today, might have been two or three of their best skits in a long, long time. Shane Gillis was there over the weekend for Saturday Night Live. Unbelievable. Every time I play a Saturday Night Live cut on the show, they don't think it's good. They're like, oh, well, why would we want you to promote Saturday Night Live? I don't know, because we have a pretty good sized audience here. So anyway, they don't want me to promote it. So every time I do it, they threaten me with a strike on the channel unless I delete it. So I have to delete not the show, but that part of it. And then I go, hey, check out the Saturday Night Live piece. Then it's not there. And you go, what the hell, Lun? And they make me delete it. So I'd love to put up like three Saturday Night Live pieces from Saturday night. You're just going to have to go out and watch it. It's hilarious. The beer one, the prescription beer, there's one. There's the one where he's at the doctor and it's an old classmate of his. There's like three or four skits that are just out of this world from Saturday Night Live. I got to be honest. It's the best Saturday Night Live that's been in a long time, but I can't play it because I get all mad. But anyway, I digress. So then my wife loves the Oscars. I check in every once in a while, but I'm not huge as far as the Oscars. Like, whatever. Yeah, Shane Gillis was so good. I don't know if you saw it over the weekend, but yeah, God, you nailed it. God, did you nail it. I thought the monologue was terrible. In fact, you know what? If you go back and watch it, here's what gave it away. Is that if you look in the background normally, especially with a comedian, you'll see the guys in the band laughing. The guys from the band, not one guy laughed. Like it was bombing. Like his monologue bombed. But then in the skits themselves, he did like, I'm not at least three that were absolutely A+ skits. So that's all I'm saying. So you got to go back and watch it because they'll just pull them off my cut. They'll just be like, okay. And then I can't make any money off the show and everything. They'll say no money. And then they say, pull it off. And it's just a big pain in the butt. So I just don't play them anymore because Saturday Night Live doesn't want promotion, which is so ridiculous. But anyway, whatever. Not gonna complain. Okay, so here's what I wanted to do. I didn't watch the Oscars last night, but I saw the beginning of the Oscars. Can someone explain this to me? Because I'm not a bastion of fashion. What is that? Like, you could set your beer on it. That'd be really, really cool. But, like, everyone was just freaking out going, oh, my God, did you see Ariana Grande's dress? Oh, my God, it's so amazing. Oh, my God. And I'm just like, how could you walk around in that? I mean, I guess that's one of the major differences between men and women. Like, dudes, all we got to do is throw on a black suit. I actually feel bad for women because – let me play this one more time. Because as guys, when we go out to fancy dress up, all we got to do is throw on, like, a black suit, black tie. We're looking good, right? We don't really have to overthink it. What are you wearing? Oscar De La Renta? I mean, I don't know. But I have no idea. But, like, if I had to get that fancy, like, can she make it through, like, a doorway there? I don't know. I mean, that's just – I would not want to dress like – I would be a terrible – I would be terrible on the red carpet if I was a woman because I just can't – I just – I want to be able to fit through a hallway. Like, I just – I'm sure that's awesome. I'm sure that was, like, a $500,000 dress. It was all the talk of the red carpet, Ariana Grande in the in that dress. But I'm just like, guys are just like, that's way too complicated. Like, if the shoe was on the other foot and we had to dress like that and women could just put on suits, I mean, I'm sure women would love to do that. But, like, she's very pretty. I'm just saying, like, I saw that dress and I'm just like, there is no way that guys would be that. Like, we just be like, are you kidding me? Like, did you see Adam Sandler? I know it was a bit. Like, Adam Sandler's in shorts. Every guy would rather wear his basketball shorts to the Oscars, but they have to at least put on a black suit. But that thing, my God, you get set a drink on it, get stuck in a hallway, get stuck in a doorway. Guys would just be like, no way, man. Anyway, I'm just wondering. Like, I'm just like, is like, what? I don't know. I just feel bad. I just feel really bad for women because they have to dress up like that. They have to put stuff like that on. And it's like, and then people are like, oh my God, that's the best dress. Oh, that's so amazing. See, there you go. That's all I was looking for right there. No. I'm just like, wow. Oh my God. Yeah, it was amazing. It was just unbelievable. Yeah, I got to watch some clips from the Oscars. I just saw the bit from Adam Sandler. I saw a couple of other things. Conan's okay. I mean, Conan's not bad. He's no God. Who, now I'm missing the female comedian who's just – she's great at everything. She's absolutely the best at hosting all these shows. She should just host every single show. She's red hot right now. But anyway, all right. No, I agree with you. It's a runway dress. It's meant for that kind of thing. I understand that. I guess what I'm saying is I just feel bad. Because, you know, she doesn't want to wear that. You know, that it's like, oh, my gosh, look at this. What an amazing, oh, geez, that was so, oh, my gosh. And, guys, all we have to do, I mean, it's just not fair to women. It's like you got a bunch of, you know, if you're a big Hollywood type, you just got this black suit and it's hanging and you get one of these nice black ties and you make sure that your white shirt is clean and crisp and boom, boom, boom. You got a nice pair of, like, black shoes that are shined really, really nicely. And then you just walk on the carpet and you're good. Whereas women, it's like, oh my God, I got to come up with something just massive. I got to talk to some designer and I got to like this big thing. And then it looks like this massive thing that I can like set my dinner plate on, you know? And it's like, yeah. And then later on, she was like on stage. She had to have like four different, yeah, unbelievable. I didn't say, was Sandler wearing Curry's? I didn't know that. Amazing. Anyway, that was the whole thing. All right, we definitely go longer. I apologize because it's a Monday because we still have tons to talk about. But if you missed anything, do remember, if you're new around here, all you have to do is go to John Lund Unleashed, John Lund Unleashed on YouTube. And what we'll do is just minutes after this, we'll put chapters on there. So if you missed the Debo talk, if you missed What's Now, which we gave you solutions, if you missed three reasons why you staying with the Niners, we'll do more Combine talk tomorrow, the Curry dunk, the loss at Philly, Giants weekend, any of that stuff. We'll put those on there, and then you've got chapters, and you can just click on whatever you want. If you want to listen on the podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast, we'll put that up there in just a minute as well. Thanks for watching on Facebook. Bay Area Sports Collective, please give them a follow as well on YouTube, Bay Area Sports Collective. John Lund Unleashed, Thanks on Twitch. Thanks on X at John Lund Radio and on Instagram as well. Thanks for watching on Instagram. Do remember johnlundunleashed.com. Let me just show you that one more time because all you got to do, well, there's the John Lynch on there, but let me go back up to the blog a little bit here. And we've got the brand new piece on Debo up there, and you can look at the wide receivers. So you're like, well, what do they do now? You can just look at the wide receivers and who the 49ers could be looking at, because I did that whole thing as well. It's not switching over to that, so I'll just you just have to assume that it's there. But anyway, there it is right there. There's the Debo piece, Debo to DC, the details, and what now for the 49ers. A bunch of different blogs on there, so make sure you check out all the things there as far as the blog is concerned. And then one more quick thing that I've got to tell you about. Hang on. Oh, we just lost it. Hang on. I got you. Right there. Please make sure you check out my good friend, Dr. Riopelle. As I said, I'm doing right now, my wife's doing the stem cell, which is absolutely saving her life with her elbow and her shoulder and those kind of things. But I'm doing the testosterone with Dr. Riopelle, and it's absolutely changing my life. As you can see, I can sit here for like 3-4 hours and talk. Great energy. I feel 100 times better. Plus, if you've looked into testosterone therapy before and you're saying to yourself, man, I don't want to go in and get a shot. The cost is prohibitive. I'm telling you right now, Dr. Riopelle has a great deal going on, and you don't have to go in there every single week. So click on it right there with Dr. Jeffrey Riopelle. He's right there in San Ramon. It is worth the drive if you're not near San Ramon. In fact, I'll meet you for a beer. And you can check that out. Stem cell. Ask him about the stem cell. All sorts of things it can do for you. My wife, it's her elbow and her shoulder right now that she is getting work on. And she's had it done about 3 weeks ago. And it's absolutely great. She's feeling amazing with the stem cell. Just ask him about the stem cell. If you're a guy, ask him about the testosterone. Click right there. It'll take you right to the website. You'll be feeling great. Dr. Riopelle right there in San Ramon. Riopelle, Cosmetic Surgery and Laser Center. Thanks to Dr. Riopelle and the whole team over there. Great people, by the way. I've been going there for a long time. And you need to check them out. So do that today. Thanks as always. We appreciate you hanging out on a Monday edition of the show. Did I miss anything? Oh, I missed it. Look at, there's Bill M right there with a super. Can another team take the cap hit? You know, the other teams can't take the, see, that's the difference. And I do think, and thanks, Bill M. The problem is in the NFL, and I wish they would change this. I'll give you a great example. Like the Debo thing. Like the Niners probably would have liked to have just taken Jonathan Allen rather than a fifth round pick. Although they've had a lot of success, as we've talked about, in the fifth round with Dre, with George Kittle and others. Like, let's go Jonathan Allen straight up. We need a defensive tackle. You need a wide receiver. Allen's in the last year of his deal. Debo's in the last year of his deal. So for the NBA, and they had similar salaries, that you could just do that. But the NFL, they make it so convoluted and pass money, and this gets accelerated onto the cap. I'm not cutting him. I'm trading him. So Washington should just be able to take the contract. Why can't they just take the contract? Whatever accelerations, it's not going anywhere. It's just being transferred to another team. So I shouldn't have to accelerate all the money right away. They're assuming the contract. And I already paid the money, so they're assuming the contract. And I'm assuming Jonathan Allen's contract. So what's the big deal? They've paid him a bunch of money already. I've paid Debo a bunch of money. Why make it so convoluted so that you can't make these trades so that everything gets accelerated? Just make it less complicated. That's really what they should do. Anyway, that's just my 2 cents, and it's probably not going to happen. All right. Have a wonderful day. Episode 75. Thank you so much for watching on X and Instagram and Twitch, Bay Area Sports Collective on YouTube, John Lund Unleashed on YouTube and Facebook as well. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the channel on both of those places. John Lund Unleashed, tell all your friends, all those kind of things. We'll have more up later today because I got to put a bunch of promos up and things like that. We'll write today at johnlundunleashed.com. So make sure you check it out as well. Everyone have a wonderful Monday. We'll talk to you later today and certainly tomorrow at 8.
Thanks for hanging out with John Lund Unleashed. We'll try to be better next time, though I wouldn't hold my breath. Please like and subscribe on the John Lund Unleashed Pod YouTube channel. Watch live shows weekdays at 8 a.m. on YouTube, Instagram, and X. And make sure to have your alerts on for shows throughout the day or night. All things Lund can be found at johnlundunleashed.com. johnlundunleashed.com.
Goodbye!